Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Well, when you wear a face mask, you get a lot of one-on-one time with your own breath, and people are not loving that. According to a new survey, 57% of people say they are brushing their teeth more now because their mask has made them realize just how bad their breath actually is. The survey also found 81% of people say bad breath is a huge turnoff, and 22% actually ended things with someone because their breath was so bad.
That is one thing I am so paranoid about. I'm always paranoid about having bad breath, something stuck on my teeth, or a booger hanging out my nose. Those are like the three things that if you're a good friend of mine, please tell me if any one of those three things is happening in a public place.
Okay.
I feel like we would, don't you? Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've covered each other on that stuff before.
Yeah. I'm the only one who doesn't have plexiglass separating me from her, so I'm the first that'll...
Halitosis.
Yep.
Have you guys noticed your breath when you've had a mask on? I have.
Oh, I talked
about it last week. I was like at Kroger one time, like, what is that? Oh my gosh, that's my mouth.
That's
like,
me.
I smell that. And I think it was like, you know, coffee or something. Like, I think I had left here and I was like, I got to get this together.
Right.
But I also think that flossing is a really big part of bad breath.
So I noticed that I have started flossing twice a day now. And I don't know if it's related to the pandemic or I'm just more conscious. Well, it could be in part because I haven't been to a dentist in more than 6 months because of the pandemic. So,
it's
I guess they are all related.
Yeah. So if you don't floss your teeth, you're just brushing, it's time to start the floss.
Yeah. You got another week and I'll finally be able to get over there and get it done. What else? Yeah, the average person can only handle the nasty morning breath taste in their mouth for 14 minutes before they have to go brush their teeth. Yeesh.
Do you guys do that right away? Or are you one of those people that gets up and like eats breakfast?
No.
First thing.
Same. I do the same thing. Like I literally go bed, bathroom, like bed, pee, toothbrush.
Sometimes I go back to bed, like if it's the weekend.
Oh, you'll brush and then lay back down?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There are a lot of couples, tons of couples who were supposed to get married this year but had to adjust their plans because of the pandemic. So a new survey asked couples who were planning to get married in the next year, would you rather shrink your guest list to have your wedding on time, or would you rather postpone things?
Ooh, I would vote for postponement.
Well, I was kind of impressed to see 48% of people said they would rather shrink their guest list than wait.
I have a friend who basically just scratched the entire list except for moms and dads, and they're just asking people to send a little video message.
That's
it.
I mean, and a card with $100
in
it.
Of course that. But the video message is like in exchange for the...
It's pretty personal. Like, would you have that kind of wedding memory if you would have had a typical wedding?
I think it all depends on how attached you are to the big wedding. I mean, if it's something you've been dreaming about your whole life, then you'd rather wait. But I mean, it's been a huge disappointment because Tim just got engaged on Valentine's Day.
Wasn't going to happen until next year anyway.
And well, but we have no planning going on, do we? Do we have any discussions? Have we floated out any ideas or dates or anything? And is it on hold because of COVID right now?
Not on hold. We got a game plan.
Tim, I'll tell you something, though. I know some people that have been like changing their date to next year, and the venues are booking super fast.
So it's like doubled up, basically.
So if you even have a month that you're looking at, say, October or something, I don't know, you better get on it now. As far as the date is concerned, I'm with Jen on this.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of venue are we thinking about?
I don't know yet. It's going to be a surprise. We have a handful we're tossing around.
You're tossing around. And are we still talking a good size group?
Probably.
Yeah, probably a big 200-300 people.
Oh, easy four.
Easy four? Well, you guys know so many people.
40.
You know,
I'm still
so
pushing for the open
people.
House because for the people that aren't into staying there all night, they can just pop in. Peace. Let's get a pic. Let's have
a beer.
It's
going to be their next renovation time with Tim project. They're going to be married in the backyard, and the open house is from 4 until 8.
And there you go.
And that's it. And the wedding will stream Facebook Live.
Oh, hell no. Every effing troll is going to be commenting.
Please.
No. I hate your suit. You wore that. Where's the gel in your hair? Ew.
I know. I would have loved it. I am still bummed that there wasn't a camera in the studio when the proposal happened.
Me too.
That Jeff and I are the only witnesses.
Well, I got that one brief snapshot, which is, you know, it's okay, but that's really the only evidence.
Didn't capture the whole thing.
It's kind of like when President Johnson was sworn in on Air Force One in 1963. There's only one photo of that. It's kind of like... Right.
We got that one photo.
I solely blame that on the fact that I was not involved. Because I was on vacation, but had I would have known, I would have had it arranged to where you would have had a lovely video to use from now until the end of time.
But you see, he didn't. He was insistent.
I know, I'm just saying.
By design. Not that you weren't there, but nobody knew.
It's fine. I understand it was by design that I wasn't there or told, but whatever. Anyways, you should have had a lovely video. Jen could have done a hidden camera and you still never would have known.
I wish I would have hidden something. So at least we would have had the option.
Yeah, we're good.
But we are playing.
We have some stuff kind of in motion. Yeah.
It was a great, spontaneous,
moment.
It was
beautiful.
Touching mm-hmm. moment. It wasn't staged or anything mm-hmm. like that. And you know what? We have our memories and that one photo
and the audio.
So, 48% of people say they would rather shrink their guest list than wait. And I came across an article over the weekend about how to uninvite someone to your wedding due to COVID.
Ugh.
You know, typically that kind of thing would be frowned upon, would be seen as in bad taste, but you know, we're living in a different world right now, in a new age right now. And so they say, according to theknot.com, when faced with a situation like this, there are ways to tastefully uninvite people in a way that won't necessarily hurt their feelings.
Now, are we choosing people that we think are living riskier lifestyles and would be more likely to be infected? Or are we just slashing the list strictly for numbers?
Yeah, and that's what you rely on are the numbers. That way you're shifting the blame on external circumstances. Acknowledge the elephant in the room as soon as possible, says The Knot. As soon as you're comfortable doing so, send a message to your current guest list or post on your website acknowledging the elephant in the room, being the pandemic, letting guests know that you're weighing your options and trying to consider everyone's safety regarding your wedding. And sometimes they suggest maybe putting it out there and saying, listen, you know, this is what we're up against. The vendors are having to reduce their mm-hmm. output because they're short on staff. So based on what we're facing here, we're not going to be hurt or offended if anybody isn't feeling comfortable coming to this. So let's do a voluntary first
mm-hmm.
and then kind of see where we're at. And then if we find ourselves in a position where we have to start scaling back and limiting, like, you know, maybe just friends that I went to college with or friends that I grew up with my whole life and start reducing the tier, people will be understanding under these circumstances just, that they wouldn't otherwise be.
Yeah, just be honest and authentic in your delivery of the news.
I miss weddings, though. Like, I've always usually have two or three a year, and I like them because it is time to catch up with people that we all know in common that you haven't seen in a while. Or, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to that guy in forever. He's at Tim's wedding.
I know. Tim's wedding might be the first big social event all of us attend.
There we go.
Next year.
Just think of the camera opportunities. I've got three weddings that were changed up in some capacity. I got a text message that says, hey, we know things are weird. We're still going to do a small thing. You're still invited, but we totally get it if you're opting out.
Mm-hmm.
We got a change of date card in the mail. Hey, we're doing it next year. Here's the new date. And we got we're not doing it anymore. Send your video here. We're still getting married, but y'all are out.
Everybody's out.
That was my summary. It was much more.
That was probably all three of those were best. Probably a relief for you because you don't exactly love going to weddings.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't like, oh, bummer.
He didn't have to pull his wedding khakis out of the closet and be like, I got them already.
That's the damn truth right there.
When letting guests know that due to size restrictions, they are no longer able to attend your wedding in person, remind them that you still love them very much. It is because you love your guests so much that you are taking the safety precautions needed to ensure everyone's well-being. That getting that letter in the mail would be like Tim hitting the lottery. He'd be like, yes, I don't have to go. Yeah. So there you go. The survey also found 93% of the couples say they have had to change some aspects of their wedding. Yeah, you figure 2021 is going to be a mad rush.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
And enjoy that's assuming.
Yeah.
That's assuming that
everything clears up and goes away.
Right.
I also saw, like, too, when they were talking about not serving alcohol past 10 o'clock. Do they have to do that for weddings, too? Like, weddings?
Does that count?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, is that one of those things, like, are weddings still allowed to drink until midnight? Because most receptions go to like 11 or 12.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. 7:23, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. If you've ever been cheated on, how did you find out? There is a discussion on Reddit right now where people are sharing the ways they caught their significant other cheating on them. And here are some of the top answers. One person wrote, I woke up in the middle of the night and my fiance was not in bed. I went upstairs, found the guest bedroom locked. After barging my way in, I found him with another woman in a bed that happened to be my childhood bed.
Oh, jeez.
In your house?
In your own house.
Just can't. No. Oh,
that is dirty.
Do you have a guest room in your house?
We do.
Repurpose it. Get rid of it.
It's right next to Penelope's room. I can't imagine.
I found a note from the nanny to my husband in his weed stash.
Not good.
He probably figured, since she never goes into my weed stash, it's probably safe to leave it there.
Mm.
Instead of just burning it, he had to keep it.
Nannies get a bad rap, man. They do.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like in Hollywood, the men, they cheat with the nanny.
Does seem to happen a lot.
It does.
Because you know why? She not only is taking care of the children, she pays attention to him in the way that he is not being paid attention to by his wife.
I was just reading this thing about Gwen Stefani and her. Remember when she was married to Gavin and he was cheating with the nanny? That was for 3 years.
3 years that went on. She didn't know?
She had no idea.
Wow.
Ben Affleck cheated with the nanny.
That was the one I was at. Is that for sure? Is that a definite? I know it was a rumor. I don't know if it was ever confirmed.
Is anything ever confirmed?
He never fessed up to it that I'm aware
of.
Yeah. No.
Here's another one. I went in for my yearly checkup and tested positive for chlamydia. Turns out my ex was sleeping around.
Venereal disease and cell phones. Remember when you used to get an item, a cell phone bill that would list every single phone call that was made?
All the numbers.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The numbers on it. A lot of people got busted that way.
I had a friend whose girlfriend, as a practical joke, had gotten the letter you get in the mail from the county that says, someone you've been with.
Oh.
Contracted this STD.
Yeah.
And we're just
so this is
know.
STD contact tracing.
Yeah, it's like they got the letter from the county health board or whatever it was.
Wow.
And he freaked his bleep.
Oh, yeah.
And then
this was just as a joke.
It was a joke because he had embarrassed her at Chi-Chi's and roller skates. It was a whole nother thing. But but I was like, that was a good one. That's
dark. Yes.
That's messed up.
That is super messed up.
Here's another one. She goes to Comic-Con in New York City. I helped her pack. She never came back home. Everything I know is due to the bills she left behind. She met a guy at the San Diego Comic-Con a few months before and basically put together an action plan to abandon me.
Oh, wow. And he helped pack. Dang.
Wow. And he helped her pack. Yeah.
This is so dirty. Can't you just be like, listen, I don't want to date you anymore?
How about this? My buddy happens to work at a hotel and called me to tell me that my wife just checked in with another guy. Apparently, she didn't know that her husband's friend worked at the hotel.
I'm always fascinated by people who are cheating on someone, and they do it just like in their hometown. It's, yeah. You know, they go out on married people going out on dates with someone other than their spouse. Like, oh, let's go to the comedy club.
Hanging out in a part of town that.
Let's hit that. Let's hit the, you know,
like if you live on the west side and you go out on the east side.
Yeah.
It's one of those situations.
She never comes over here.
Yeah. And then your waiter's from Elder and you're like.
Ah!
Yeah.
True. And they wonder how they get busted.
That's how it works. That's crazy. Like,
well, you got to have at least drive to Louisville, people.
90 miles. You got to go 90 miles. I mean, really.
You remember when me and Cheryl were seeing each other for a while?
Yes.
And I showed up at her place and she got her dates mixed up. Turned out she made a date with me and this other guy she was seeing on the same night and didn't bother to tell the, you know, either of us about the other. And
she
was
dating someone and you at the exact same time.
Right.
Okay.
Which, I mean, would have been fine if she was honest about it, but she was telling me that she was falling for me and that I was her only one and that she saw some real potential in the relationship. And so we're a thing now, right? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess we're a thing, until I showed up at her doorstep to pick her up one night. And there was Chris, this other guy, and he was there to pick her up. And I'm like, oh, hey, you here to see Cheryl? He's like, yeah. And he's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Jeff. And he's like, oh, I'm Chris, her boyfriend. I'm like, really?
You handled that pretty well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, you ended up taking the guy out for beers because he was so distraught.
Oh,
right?
Well, yeah. And evidently, she had been seeing that guy for a lot longer than she had been seeing me. So I guess, you know, you could argue she was cheating on him with me, you. Not letting me. I didn't know that she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was very upset.
Aw.
Yeah. I know. That was bad.
He didn't want to deck you. He just cried and you took him for a beer. Usually, guys, I feel like sometimes in the movies are like, when they find out they're dating the same girl, they take it out on each other.
Yeah, well, I was a little worried that he wanted to deck her because he started banging on the door like with his fist. And that's when I'm like, buddy, we get
out.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
She's going to call the cops and then this whole thing is going to turn bad. Like, let's go. Let's grab a beer. Let's hash this out. Let's talk this out.
Nice.
Did you ever see her again after that? You didn't, did you?
I did. I ran into her at, was that not Palladium? What was the name of that place that Veronica used to run? It wasn't Amphitheater. It was the other place in Ybor City. Pleasure Dome. Yeah, mm-hmm. I ran into her there when I was with Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. You know, it was fine. Yeah. It was also unnecessary.
Yeah.
All of it, you know?
Sure.
Just be honest, people.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.